Today, we're exploring a change of scenery. And one way to get a different view and to exit your comfort zone is to trade the warm and dry home you live in for a van, a camper van that will take you around the country to meet and help the homeless. And you bring your 9-year-old along for this adventure that involves volunteering in shelters, soup kitchens, and handing out clean socks to total strangers in need. This is what Jennifer Underwood is doing with her daughter, Rory, who gave me a tour of the van last May.
You should show her how the shower works.
I don't know how it works.
There's a shower in there? Are you serious? There's a shower?
Yeah, and these are the two knobs.
Rory, she's pretty shy, but when we met a few months ago, she was really excited to go on this tour with her mom called Just Say Hello. It's a phrase borrowed from the Seattle nonprofit called Facing Homelessness. Jennifer Underwood says more than anything, she wants to remind us that everyone, you, me, the folks we see on the streets struggling with mental illness, addiction, job loss, that we're all trying to do our best.
Nobody is just choosing to be homeless.
The issue of how to solve the problem of homelessness is something that no major city, including Seattle, has figured out yet. And until we get there, Jennifer says that we should all take a deep breath and refrain from judging each other and making assumptions. She says that when we do this, we're separating ourselves from the problem and we're allowing it to get worse.
We have agreed that people dying under bridges is okay. And if we all change that, the situation will change. If we all decide tomorrow that this is not okay anymore, we will end homelessness.
After selling almost everything that they own, Jennifer and Rory left Seattle in July. Jennifer used to be a social worker, but now she sells things on Amazon and she's able to work part-time on the road. They're spending 4 months crisscrossing the country. So far, they've traveled to New York, Baltimore, Spokane, Portland, Philadelphia, Boulder. She's been sending us a few audio diaries along the way. In Portland, she led a group of volunteers to hand out food and toiletries.
It was really, really amazing to watch the stigma and the judgment just fall away in those moments. In that connection, everyone realizes, like, oh, we're all human. Everyone has a story.
And this trip, it's not just about breaking down barriers between the housed and the homeless. Jennifer really wants to instill a sense of service in her daughter, Rory. But in one of the entries that she sent to us, she does realize that she's sending Rory some mixed messages.
I think one of the hardest parts about this trip has been balancing encouraging my daughter, Rory, to get out of her comfort zone while also trying to respect her boundaries. And it's scary to say hi to people who are homeless, to walk along the streets and approach strangers. It goes against everything that she's ever done and everything she's ever been told.
When Jennifer and Rory come back to Seattle in November, she wants to write a book about their experience. She says that the one thing that she's hearing over and over again from homeless people, no matter which city that they're in, is that they have an intense desire to go back home, wherever that may be. They want to go back to the people and the place that they left before they ended up on the streets. To check out the Just Say Hello tour and to see where Jennifer and Rory are, go to our website, knkx.org.